It's 8:45. 91.5 KIOS FM. Mike Hogan here with you, and it's time for our live and local morning edition segment. I have the artistic director of Omaha Community Playhouse with us, Kimberly Faith Hickman. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning.
Great to have you on board today. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Let's first talk about, you're the artistic director at the Omaha Community Playhouse.
Correct.
What does that mean?
So I oversee the artistic programming of the theater, so all the shows that go into our season. I oversee a committee of people that read all the scripts that we're considering, and then we narrow down our choices and talk about why we're picking those particular plays or musicals, and then we program those. I oversee the education department, our Henry Fonda Theater Academy, and it's a lot of fun. I have a great time. I get to work with all different types of people on our staff, our designers, our administrators, thousands of volunteers that come through our building on our shows and backstage and front of house, and all of our students. And I love my job. It's great.
Oh, that's exciting. How far out are you on your seasons? How far ahead are you?
Plan a year and ahead. We already have the 18-19 season planned and programmed, and we announced it March 13th.
Going to be a good one. I'd love to have you back for that.
Yeah, for sure.
How did you come to this position in your life?
You know, it's funny. I was a guest director here a few times. I first visited Omaha back in 2011, and one of my friends was living here and working for the Playhouse, so I came to visit him and got to know Carl and Susie, who used to run the Playhouse, and just established a relationship with people here, and they had me guest direct for a few different shows over the years, and then this opportunity came about, and I moved here from New York for the job. So,
what's your background? Obviously, you just mentioned New York.
Yeah.
How did you get to New York? Where did you do your schooling?
I lived in New York for 8 years, and before that, I'm from the South. I'm originally from Alabama, and I went to school at a college in Georgia, and worked for a lot of regional theaters across the country, and then lived in New York for 8 years, and then made my way here.
Outstanding. Were you always a director? Did you ever get out in front of the footlights?
I was an actor for a little while, but I'm a little too analytical to do that all the time. So directing and choreography, I started as a dancer when I was a kid, so that's how I found my way into theater. But I love telling stories, and I love being collaborative, so directing and choreographing on the other side is much better for me.
Oh, sure it is. That's wonderful. Yeah. And the no need to use the Bob Kelly makeup sticks either.
Exactly.
So your current production is, and it starts January 19th, mm-hmm. It's Ripcord. Tell us about that, please.
So Ripcord is a play about two women who are living as roommates in a senior living facility. And one of them has been in this room for 4 years, and the other one's been in there for a few weeks as her roommate. And it's a little bit of an odd couple story. These are two very different women from very different backgrounds and have very different sort of outlooks on life. And they start competing with one another to have the best. They make a bet that whoever scares the other one or makes the other one angry wins the room to themselves and wins the bed by the window, which is like the most prized possession in this room. And so the jokes they play on each other are just ridiculous. There's a drugging. There's a skydiving scene. There's a fake mugging. It's just so over the top, and it's so funny. And it's been a blast to work. It's a cast of 6 actors. All from Omaha, and we've just been having the best time. We laugh a lot in rehearsal. It's great.
I believe that. Let me ask you, you've directed dramas, you've directed comedies. Which do you find to be harder to master?
Ooh, probably comedy, actually, because you can't, comedy's so specific. Timing is really important, you know, the timing of a joke, or how long you live in silence to let a joke land, or how fast you keep the dialogue going to let a joke land. So it's a little more it's like brain surgery a little bit.
You know what I mean? Yes, I do.
So I would say comedy for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's interesting. You mentioned the silence. You know, Jack Benny, as a comedian, was a master of silence, taking those very, very long takes. He was able to pull that off. Not everybody can.
Right, right.
Back when I was an actor, the most direction I heard was louder and faster. Let's go, Hogan. We're on a clock.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Sometimes it's louder, faster, funnier. Sometimes it's quiet and slower. So,
sure.
Yeah, it's a fun dance to figure out.
Oh, that's wonderful. As I said, the show opens happens on January 19th. And of course, if you if anyone wants more information on that, they can go to omahaplayhouse.org or they can call 402-553-0800. Kimberly Faith Hickman, the artistic director of Omaha Community Playhouse, what is the one favorite thing about your job?
Probably the people that I get to come into contact with. I love people. I've formed a lot of really great relationships with people here. So I would say that, getting to spend time with really awesome people.
Well, that's fantastic. I can see why you would enjoy that because you're an awesome person. It's been a real pleasure to meet you this morning.
Thank you very
truly,
much.
You've just been wonderful. I look forward to talking to you again.
Same here.
That's Kimberly Faith Hickman. She's the artistic director of the Omaha Community Playhouse. Joining us this morning, she's talking about the play Ripcord. She directed it. There are six actors in it. And if you want more information, go on out to omahaplayhouse.org. Morning Edition continues right now.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.